Welcome to the Unfunny Kevin Show. I am your host, Kevin Melody. It is Monday, July 18th. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening and supporting the show. Lots of exciting shit to talk about today. Hopefully something we can poke fun at and make light of. Thanks for supporting the show. It's been incredible week in, week out, just having people listen and share and just people reaching out about, you know, things that give them the giggles. And I'm glad I can be there to help you guys through these times. Please continue to support TappedInMusic.com. Tapped In, the best fucking podcast on planet Earth. That's my other show. And I will be sharing stand-up updates with you guys. Go to UnfunnyKev on Instagram. UnfunnyKevin.com. Continue to support the show. Plugs up front. We got to talk about Good Samaritans. I'm going to spend a good chunk of time on this. Yesterday, I had a great weekend. I went to like San Luis Obispo. Everything was idyllic and fun, and it was just such a great time. And I was like thinking, it's going to be hard to do my podcast on fucking Monday. And I couldn't record Sunday because I was in fucking slow and I was driving. And then this happened. Greenwood Chief. Okay, Greenwood Mall. I guess there was a shooter. Four are dead in the shooting at the Greenwood Park Mall, including the shooter. Chief Eisen says a Good Samaritan witnessed the shooting and chose to shoot the shooter and killed him. There was a dude on Twitter, John Rich. I don't know who this guy is, but he's olderly and white. And wears a black cowboy's hat. And he's tweeting. He's tweeting. He says, an untrained good Samaritan with one. I don't know if he sounds like this, by the way. This is racist from me towards John Rich. An untrained good Samaritan with one pistol and no protective gear stopped a mass shooter in Indiana who had a rifle. But almost 400 heavily armed officers with body armor in Uvalde stood by for an hour while children were executed. The difference? The will to engage. The Good Samaritan in Indiana who stopped... This is him again, by the way. Separate tweet. The Good Samaritan... He just keeps saying Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan in Indiana who stopped the mass shooter with his pistol used 10 rounds from the weapons magazine. So he's not a good shot. The next time a politician says, why do you need more than 7 rounds? That's your answer. This is so legendary. It's awesome because I like stuff like this. See, last week, or what is it, 2 weeks ago, I did the thing on abortion. And all of a sudden there was like, I think the following week there was an example, which I said in the last one, how crazy it is that people are like, well, if you're a 12-year-old girl and you're raped, you got to keep it. It's from God. Like, that happened. All of a sudden, there was, like, an example, right? Like, all of a sudden, there was, like, this whole... There was, like... I forgot what it was. I'm being ignorant. But there was something about, like, a girl who's 10 years old. And I think there was some conservatives that were saying it's fake. I don't know. A doctor had to perform some kind of procedure to save a chick that was 10 years old and didn't want her to be a mother and blah, blah, blah. So there was, like... a law passed, and then there was like a harsh example of why it's an awful idea to have that Roe v. Wade overturned and all the trigger laws that prevented this, you know, girl from getting care. Anyway, guns have been a hot topic, right? All of my listeners who are heavily left-leaning, guns have been, you know, they've been making headlines. What's funny is this headline includes gun, and it starts off, oh no, it's happening again. But then it's closed off with this weird, you know, all the people that are heavily leaning right, conservative, pro-gun, your left, pro-gun, whatever you are that are listening. Here's your win, right? One for the team, one for your team, one for the team. One team gets, what is it? A 10-year-old gets raped. It needs an abortion. So there you go. Heavily left-leaning folks, we win. Heavily right-leaning folks, we win. You get the Good Samaritan example forever. This kid, whoever he is, I got to look him up. This kid in Indiana, whoever this kid, I think it said he was 20 or something. this kid with a gun who was probably there to shoot others. If you really are honest, look the kid up. I think he looked like he was there to, maybe he was upset that this guy took his idea. That could be a whole other thing. And he was like, oh, fuck. But this good Samaritan who was walking around the mall with 10 rounds and had the will to engage, as Joan Rich on Twitter says, used his handgun to murder the shooter. And I don't know if they released anything about the shooter. Not the kid who killed the shooter, but the original shooter. It says, approximately 6 p.m. local time, officers responded to a call regarding an active shooter in the Greenwood, Indiana Mall. Breaking as of 8:32, a good Samaritan with a gun credited for blah, blah, blah. The mall killed the shooter. Oh, it was later revealed the good Samaritan was a 22-year-old man from Bartholomew County. He had a legal gun permit and was fully cooperating with the police. Chief Eisen added the two others who were wounded and are being treated in the hospitals. He also said the police confiscated a suspicious backpack that was in the bathroom near the food court. Police have only described the shooter as an adult male and added that he had a long rifle and several magazines of ammunition. He is no longer an ongoing threat. The shootings don't stop, but now we're celebrating shootings. We're celebrating them as examples of good Samaritans shooting the shooters. I'm so confused. I get it. I get why, if you're a huge gun person, this is the moment they always talk about, right? Like, a bad guy, the only thing that'll stand, what is it? The only thing that'll stand between a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, right? And who knows? I guess this kid's good. I don't know. Again, maybe he was there and willing to engage and act on innocent children and shoot them. I don't know. And he just happened to end up a hero. He got his shooting and killing urge out by killing a guy who happened to also be killing other people. I don't know. It's kind of unclear to me. It's weird. I want to say, like, I don't think the answer is to have tanks at schools and at malls. Like, you shouldn't need to have the army present everywhere, you know, to combat the possibility of some kid off of his meds slaughtering people. I think that's not the greatest use of, like, our military. And it would feel weird because you're at school and you're at malls and movie theaters. Although there's lots of, it's funny, shootings happen at a lot of places I always hated as a child. Like, I hated malls. I still hate malls. So it's like, it kind of benefits me in a weird way. Like, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't show up on my front doorstep. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I hated school. So, like, the shootings happening at school. Like, if I was a kid during these times, I'd be like, whoa, see, I told you. You know, like, it sucks there. The mall sucks. School sucks. Churches. Happens at churches a lot. Marathons. I still hate all of that shit. But I don't think, again, I don't think it stops. I don't think it's all solved with tanks and military force at all of these stupid institutions and places that people occupy. But also it's like, okay, so take away them. Take away all of them. Limit the guns. Limit the rounds. Change the ammunition. Not on my watch. Not on my watch, brother John Rich from Twitter. I don't know. And this is, again, I'm just telling you the voices. I'm laying out things you probably already know. But it's just interesting. I went to San Luis Obispo this weekend, literally thinking I'd have nothing to talk about when I do the show today. And all of this happened. So, you know, good Samaritan. A good Samaritan with an AK-47 extendo clip and a vest saved everybody from another bad Samaritan with an AK-47 extendo clip and a vest. Tell the difference between a good and a bad, you know, a good and a bad Samaritan. That's the difference.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests, answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
It's so fun. It's just funny to see that description. You know what I mean? Like that story play by play. Shooter enters mall, shot by shooter. Ready to go. That's it. Although four people are dead. But, you know, everything's safe. Everything's fine. This is what we want. This is the cost of freedom. Whew. Okay. Anyway, back to the program. That was an insane, you know, intro, and I know it must be harsh for some of you, but I don't care. Unsubscribe, you know, just laying out the reality that is, I don't have an opinion either way. I don't care. Keep your gun. Keep your abortion. I think you should have the craziest gun you want and kill a kid at age 3. I think that's fine. The threshold's 3. I think there should be. No, you know what? You can kill your kid till it's 18. There you go. And you can have a tank with a bazooka, and you can raise a militia. I don't care. I think you should be entitled to all of that. That's the better America. Another note, fun notes. I went to Target yesterday where I was hoping a shooter would show up. God, it was so awful. It's weird. I have this, like, people always talk about it, you know, like, oh, Target's great. It's got so many things. You go there. The classic joke, it's a fucking millennial thing. You see it on TikTok. You see it on Twitter. There's memes about it galore. Go to Target for one thing. I go to Target for one thing. I come out with 10. Went to Target. There's all these, you know, memes with dudes. Like, oh, take her, make sure you go to Target and make sure she buys only what's on the list. It's like this stupid, like, oh, God. Dude, America's, come on. Admit it. We're kind of, it's kind of in the toilet. These are the things that are happening. These are the memes. This is the current events. Anyway, I went to Target. And while I was there, I went to get, like, some dumb shit. I went to get, like, a thing for my coffee, like a coffee filter, this stupid pour-over thing. And I was looking for it. And while I was there, I bought something for the gym. I needed, like, gym shorts or something like that. And it was going to be a quick, easy trip. Now, my beautiful fiance, who I love very much and knows that she's not a pain in my ass most of the time, usually sends me on, like, if I go to do something, she'll say, go have fun. I don't give a fuck. And then I won't hear from her. She won't bother me. I'll go do it. Whether it's stand-up, podcasting, fucking tapped in, work. She's not one of those annoying over your fucking head weirdos like the modern human is today. But she has requests sometimes. So she needed some dumb thing. Men listening, I know you're going to say, what the fuck am I talking about? Women listening are going to laugh. It's called a spoolie. Look it up if you're a dude. If you're a woman, look it up. You should start wearing makeup. It's a joke. Spoolie is a something I guess you use for your eyelashes or your eyebrow. I don't care. It's a stick with like a thing on the end of it, like a brush. And she said, pick up a spoolie. It was by this brand called Elf, which I thought was funny. Whatever. Just sent me a picture. I go, great. You sent me a pic. Great. Now, listen, fellas, I don't know about you, but if someone asks you to do something, it's nice when it's, you know, if you're going to do a bunch of shit and they just go, oh, you're going to be at the market. Like, let's say I'm going to Ralph's. Can you get me an apple? You go, okay, cool. Red or green? They go, let me get a green, right? If you go, you can just say, holy shit, there were no green. Gotcha a red, right? Or you go and you say, oh, no apples. Like, if they're sold out, it's not, you don't need that much of an explanation. She sent me for something which allegedly is very cheap and common, a spoolie, this fucking stick made by Elf. So I go to the aisle after I find my shit, which took 2 seconds. How long would you guess I was in this aisle looking for a spoolie? I was at Target from 3 o'clock until 4:15.
I got my shit by 3:15. I spent 60 motherfucking minutes looking for a spoolie, aisle C32 at Target in Pasadena. I have a bone to pick with these cocksuckers. All employees there, I am personally going to see to it that they're fired and beheaded. I mean, beheaded in an ISIS-style environment on camera. Because this was the most upsetting. I mean, it's the most upsetting thing you could possibly imagine. It's a stupid stick. There was this big black woman who was so kind. She walked up to me and she was like, "Hey, honey, what are you looking for?" "I'm looking for eyeliner." I said, "Excuse me?" She's like, "I'm looking for eyeliner. Can you help me with eyeliner?" I was like, "I don't work here. I know I look like I work here, but I don't." She was like, "Oh, sorry, honey. I saw you running up and down the aisle. Well, what are you looking for?" I said, "I'm looking for a fucking stick with a thing on it for eyelashes. It's a fucking stick with a thing on it for eyelashes." She goes, "A spoolie. Yeah, I know what you're looking for. Let me check." And she helps me. She doesn't even work there. A worker never showed up. I hit the button 90 fucking times. I asked, you know. And then this other chick came up to me. She was a very nice woman. And she was like a bit younger. It was an older black woman, but this younger woman, she was like Mexican. She came up to me and she's like, "Hey, like, what are you looking for?" And I was like, "I'm looking for a spoolie." She goes, "A spoolie? Yeah, I got you." She also helped me, and they were laughing at me because I kept ripping shit apart. And I was like, "Listen, I found this." It's like, oh, of course, there's no reception at Target, so I can't fucking FaceTime my fiance and say, "Is this okay? Is this an acceptable one?" There were spoolies with color. I don't know why they do that, but there's color packed into the spoolie, or it comes a little circle thing. It's spoolie plus circle makeup, like this powder thing. I don't know what the fuck it is. So I'm like, okay, maybe I buy this, and then I'll just give her the spoolie. And then the younger woman that was with me, who was helping for fucking an hour, was like, "Honestly, like, she's going to be really upset if you show up with that, because like a spoolie really is only like maybe $1 or $2, but like this shit's like $20. I'm like, $20? I'm not paying $20 to throw the makeup out and give her the stick. This is a fucking joke. Fuck Target first and foremost, and fuck the memes about it. I don't want to hear about them. They're stupid. And fuck that aisle and those employees. Fuck them. I'm so upset. It was the most insane moment. I'm just sitting there, and there was like trans people that came in the aisle. They had a good giggle, and God bless them. I'm glad they laughed at me. There was a gay dude that came in the aisle, and he's like, "What are you looking for?" I was like, "Dude, a spoolie." Like, literally, it was like the village came together for me, bearded, dumb, cisgendered fucking male in the aisle, just ripping all of the shelving apart. There were teens that came by the aisle to get whatever they needed, and they were like putting me on their Snapchat, like while I sit there and scratch my head like a fucking caveman. I was so upset. I was like, "I have the picture. I don't get it. Spoolie, spoolie brand Elf, spoolie brand Elf, C32, aisle C32 in stock. Where is it? Where is it? Hit the button. Help, help. Help. Red button. Help." No fucking help in sight. Fuck them. Anyway, my fiance was like, "I don't care. I didn't need it. No big deal. You can get it from CVS. I was like, "Of course. Of course. Fucking of course." That's exactly, I mean, my reaction, you know, it's funny. It's great. I can repurpose it. It becomes material. It's fine. But anyway, it was a fucking wild disaster of a Sunday afternoon. It got better later. You know, I'm exaggerating. It got better later. But, you know, whatever. San Luis Obispo was great. I went to San Luis Obispo this weekend. Had some fucking family time. Got away. It was nice. Weather was beautiful. Fucking restaurants are great. People are very normal. Lots of young couples there, which was weird. Young couples, retirees, drunk college kids. It's an interesting town. Very close to the water. Beautiful. The whole nine. Great place. But yeah, I did that, and you know, that was whatever. We got a lot of shit cooking with Tapped In. I'm working on a lot of fucking shit. I want to get a lot of different artists in that I haven't gotten to work with. Oh, that's a fucking, what is this, a chopper going overhead? This is a Good Samaritan flying over my house with a bunch of rounds in their helicopter ready to shoot a bad Samaritan. I'm going to keep going back to that. I just love that, like, Okay, picture in your head a white child with slick back hair and a trench coat with a gun on his hip and 20 rounds ready to go. That, my friend, you know, and he's got kind of dead eyes and he's not on his meds, right? Right? And he's kind of got like a little bit of acne, but he's an adult. It's kind of weird. I said he was a child because he looks childlike, but he's an adult. He's like 20, maybe 19. Dead eyes. He's got like a backwards MAGA cap on. That's a good Samaritan. You can open your eyes now. That's a good Samaritan. He's your front line. He's better for you than the police. He's better for you. And he's going to stop. Are you ready for this? He's going to stop another kid. Now close your eyes again. Slick back hair. Okay. He's got adult acne off his meds. Dead in the eyes. White. Big trench coat. 20 rounds. Rifle. Rifle. That's a bad Samaritan. And he's here to save you, man. He's here to save you from the bad Samaritan. The other one. The other one with the gun. That's our boy. Put him on the flag. Might I say, dare I say, change the American flag to that image. Because we stand united for that good Samaritan. Or maybe the flag, okay. This is, we're just spitballing. This is material. I'm hashing it out with you folks live. Pre-recorded, but it's all on the fly. Should the American flag be the good Samaritan image? It's the kid pointing a shotgun at you. Slick back hair, dead in eyes. And then he's holding what looks like a grenade, but it's not a grenade. It's like his pill canister for like Prozac or whatever weird thing he's, you know, Zoloft. It's his pill prescription for Zoloft. And it looks like he's cocked back as if he's chosen to not take his meds because he's ready to take a life. Now, he's ready to take a bad guy's life, not a good guy's life because he's a good Samaritan. But in order to do that, he's got to be off the meds. So he's chucking this kid, slick back hair, dead in eyes, adult acne, white kid, blonde hair, trench coat. He's in his hand. One hand's got the shotgun cocked, ready to go, pointing straight at you. This is the new American flag. In the other hand, he's throwing a prescription. Right, like he's launching it, like he's got to ditch it to pull the trigger. And then next to him is a crying baby. And that's just, it's what it is. So, you know, and the crying baby has no head. We took its head off because it's like a crazy post-birth, 3-week-old abortion. It's fine because that baby was supposed to be carried and brought to term and raised by a 10-year-old girl. That is how we bring everyone together. That's the new flag. And I truly think that'll bring us to the next step. America 2.0, right? We're really free now. Wink. That's the slogan. This is all brand. I'm trying to help with the branding here. I'm telling you, we'll get more people to move here. We will. Whew. Welcome to America. Guys, listen. It's been heavy, and I'm here to make you laugh. That's it. Enjoy the Unfunny Kevin Show. Continue to listen, subscribe, share. Leave us 5-star reviews, comments, something nice in the Apple Podcast Store. If you listen on Spotify, leave us 5 stars. Follow me on Instagram at UnfunnyKev. Go to unfunnykevin.com, support the show, share the episodes with your aunt, your uncle, your QAnon cousin, your cousin with slick back hair that has adult acne and is off the meds and ready to shoot. Good Samaritans are all welcome. Please continue to support Tapped In. Visit tappedinmusic.com, at Tapped In on Instagram. Go to lucyjcbd.com. Throw some pre-rolls in the cart and then tell them the Unfunny Kevin fucking show sent you. The best CBD you can get, all 50 states, e-commerce up now. Visit onemoonmanystars.com and support Paul Mooney's official merchandising, his legacy, all rests to be promoted and spread like the great man that he was by wearing his merch sold by his very own family. OneMoonManyStars.com. Support it. And guys, thank you so much for supporting the show. I really appreciate it. And I will see you next Monday. Enjoy, fuckos. Be good Samaritans, all right?